The third-place game in the 2015 Botha Holiday Classic was a clash between the Shorecrest Scots and the Jackson Timberwolves. The Wolves built early momentum in the contest primarily through the sharp shooting of guard Sam Soffer. After his first shot fell, a three from beyond the arc, the green light was on for the senior leader, and he put up 17 first-quarter points, and Shorecrest found themselves facing a double-digit deficit early. Scots coach Brian Fisher called a timeout with 1:31 left in the first quarter to stop the Timberwolves momentum and bring in his big game changer, 6'7 sophomore center Philip Pepple. Pepple made an instant impact, blocking shots with ferocity and throwing down vicious slam dunks en route to 14 points in the second. Pepple would finish with a team-leading 22 points. Down by 14 after one, with Pepple on the floor, the Scots outscored Jackson 19-9 to cut the lead to just 4 points at 35-31 at the break. When play resumed, the intensity rose as neither team was willing to succumb to the other. Jackson received a strong output by Jordan Bracich in the third period, scoring 7 points in the quarter, hitting the Timberwolves only three of the half. On the other side of the ball, Scott guard Dagi Menelik continued to bury shots from downtown, hitting the only three in the first half for the Scots. Menelik found his range with 1 3 in the third and 2 more in the fourth to finish with 17. As the Scots dropped 6 threes in the second half and were a perfect 6 for 6 from the line in the final period, Shorecrest tied the game early in the fourth quarter and eventually took the lead for the first time. Jackson coach Steve Johnson called timeout with 2:03 remaining to set his defense and keep the game close.
I think we slowed him down a little bit by going through a little bit of the zone, something we don't do very often. We're more of a man-to-man, but we've been working on it. Wanted to have it kind of for later in the year, and we thought maybe that would get him a little further away from the basket, clog up the lane a little bit.
Trailing 66-67 with 20 seconds left on the clock, Jackson had one chance to take the lead back for the win. Everybody in the gym knew Sam Soffer would put the T-Wolves' fate in his hands. After his hot first quarter, the Scots held Soffer to just 5 points in the second and third. The Jackson leader got the ball, drove into the key, pump fake to draw contact, and hoisted up a tough shot. No call, but the ball fell through the hoop for the game winner, giving Soffer a game-high 30 points on the night.
You know, it wasn't exactly what we drew up, but, at least we had the presence of mind to have the ball, you know, with a guy who was hot and getting things done, and obviously made a tough shot.
With the few remaining seconds left, Shorecrest had time for one final shot, but they were denied by Jackson's interior defense. Timberwolves come back from the brink and get the win 68-67 over Shorecrest and get the third place in the 2015 Bothell Holiday Classic.